Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Hi, everybody. Okay, yesterday...
Good morning.
Good morning.
Not only am I doing a show from this house, but I'm also trying to sell it. So I had to beat feet out of here because one thing you learn about realtors is... some of them are right on time, and some of them are early, and some of them are late. And yesterday, the buyers came in early, and so I had to get out of here.
It was a classic exit.
Not early, but I have to get out of here.
I know we've all left early.
I think it was 2 minutes.
Yeah, barely. I mean, it was like two or three tapes of the audio vault, but it was great.
But as I was getting ready to get out of here, and I shut off our little video connection, and then I heard you two discussing, and it concerned... Let me explain. There is a piece of furniture that we require for the move over to my other studio.
We actually, I would say, we don't need it at all. This is just an upgrade.
It is an upgrade. Yes. And this actually is a result of my favorite moment of your hasty exit yesterday, is after you had said goodbye, there was a few moments of downtime, and you said, I heard that!
Yeah, because I said, at least we don't have to give them the bad news about
That's right,
blank.
Exactly. Blank.
Yeah, so I was concerned. I've been concerned about this for... many, many reasons, not the least of which is, you know, Rob tends to do things that
are kind.
They can be. No, I do not. This is much more you than me, pal. This is me getting rid of your family's crap. First and foremost, I would much rather have a shiny, nice new place.
That would be fine by me.
You're being really mean and cruel right now for
reason. Well, no, I'm not.
You haven't even started getting it. People don't even know what we're about to fight over, and you need to give some detail at least.
All I know is at the end of the show yesterday, right when I was leaving, I heard Oscar say to Rob, well, then we don't, something like we don't have to tell him
at
about the
furniture.
At least
we don't have to break the news about
Break the news. Right. And then I said, I heard that. I didn't have time to hang out. Yeah. If I had time to hang out, I wasn't getting out of here.
Because you're multitasking.
Because some looky-loos are coming in.
Loser.
Oscar, do you remember the initial conversation where Rob said, I've got a, this is when we were all together.
Right.
And Rob said, I've got a very nice console that will be good for the studio. I think it's going to work for you. And everything was going fine. I'm like, yeah, this is good. Sent me a picture. I looked at it. Then at the very last minute, he said, yeah, there's a little ding here. There's a little ding here. And it was slid and slimed into the end of the conversation, but I know that it was more important.
Okay, I hope you don't dwell on it, and I will now call as my witness Matthew Bloom, who has seen the piece of furniture.
Okay, well, there's your forensic expert that I need to
talk to. I love you,
but
before you ruin the show, can I please set the table?
Okay, please
do. Thank you.
Set the console.
Yes. Mike has... and as a team, we have decided that we want to create a new setting for Mike's new studio in the new home. And for now, I would say the better part of a month, we have been planning out what the proper furniture slash studio console would be for Mr. Mike O'Mara to upgrade his current setup, which is basically a built-in desk.
Right.
And what studio furniture, for those of you out there that are not in the business, allows you to do is to have easy access to the equipment you need, but also to essentially DJ-proof your space, where no more kicking out of cables, no more what cable is that. It really is meant to organize your workflow.
And maybe some, maybe an added mic or two for
if I
want a panel with somebody down
that
here.
You don't have to run cables. It's already ready to go. You just hit on and you're
so
good.
So Carla doesn't come in and lean over me and have to talk into my microphone and listen on your headphones. Just a couple of minor modifications because we've got the capability.
We roll through, and I'm talking, and this is shocking. Now listen carefully, people in TMOS Nation. Mike does not like to wait. So we immediately start searching the country for a solution. I'm on FaceTime with him. He's got measuring tape out. We're asking for dimensions of a room, where this desk would go.
Can I counterpoint you on that?
Yes.
I don't like to wait because my situation is not within my own control. Mm. And at the time we started this, I thought there was a potential for me having to be out of here sooner than later. That has not been the case. That's why I'm still here doing this. Now, ultimately, I could set up a, you know, a card
folding table
over there.
And the, like a remote, a temporary, like if you're in Radio Row at the Super Bowl.
But my feeling is that, you know, and by the way, with the also with the acoustics, which I'm getting burned out on, I would like to sooner than later get things ready. So from that standpoint, yes. But just blanket, you know, labeling me by saying Mike doesn't like to wait. You know, I'm it's not just that. There are other factors at play.
There's an urgency.
Your sense of urgency because you need a project manager. And Mike took on the project management side and said, hey, these are my dimensions. Yeah, you what you asked for, I'm giving you. Give me a solution.
Right.
And then I sent Mike a few different options that were secondhand because as a startup, we work on a budget. And
we can't afford and super duper stuff.
And that's what, because these things can run into tens of thousands of dollars. A desk alone could run, a new desk alone could easily run you into the $3,000 or $4,000 range. And we finally find one that's roughly $750 on eBay online auction that starts there. And I'm hoping we can get for $800. And out of the blue, come swinging, like flying in like Superman, is Mr. Rob Spiewak and says,
right.
Oh, by the way, I may have a solid solution. Let me send you pictures first. What do you guys think?
Because what happened is my mom was listening to the show that day. And
that's very sweet of her.
And she said, you know, I still have Dave's desk downstairs from his studio setup. And I'd forgotten about it.
A dead man's desk.
Yeah, and it
I'm not sure if that's a pro or a con, but
no,
thank
but
you for weighing in.
But you know what I mean.
Yeah.
It's not too soon, is it? I apologize.
It might be a little too soon. Might be a little too soon.
Yeah, I think I'm with you on that one, Rob.
I'm going to backtrack that.
So I look at it, and it looks okay. It looks okay to me. It looks a little more broadcasty than I wanted. I wanted a little more, you know, room
furniture.
It's not like a 10-mint gem. Or it's not like your perfect baseball card. There's just maybe a few little rounded edges, but you can get over it.
I can get over it. And I'm actually really thinking that it's a solution and cost effective for the show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then we have the discussion. And the only thing that hinked me out was right at the end when Rob said it's got a little ding in it.
Let me tell you exactly what the ding is. Okay. And you've seen the desk. It is, I would say, near mint condition everywhere, except there are two shelves, one left and one right. And on the top of the right hand shelf, there is on the top, maybe a quarter size piece of the laminate is dented in.
Okay.
And that prevents it from being mint.
No one will ever see it.
No.
And
okay.
I would say what an homage to have a family member's desk now in your home, Mike. I should have said that earlier.
Well, as Rob explained it to me, this is good for the show. And also I'm helping his mom out by getting this furniture out that she doesn't want.
A loved one's studio console.
It seems like a win-win.
Right. Yeah. So many lines are popping through my head right now regarding who's gonna the cursed console or something like that.
Oh, the dead man's console? Pirates of the Caribbean 6, the dead man's console.
Okay, you said it. You said it, I did.
I tried to steer away from that.
I'm a little paranoid.
That it's cursed. I really don't.
I'm a little paranoid because the ding. Rob has assuaged that situation.
I hope somebody's laughing somewhere.
I'll tell you who's laughing. Dead Dave is laughing. Console. Dave thinks it's a panic up there
dead
in
man's
heaven.
Console coming into my house.
That's right.
Rob calms me down on the ding thing. And so Rob also informs me that Saturday he's going to be at the house with Pony. They're going to be breaking it down.
Yes.
And I think shipping it Saturday. So then at the end of the show yesterday, when I got to beat feet, I hear, well, I guess we won't have to break the news to him about the desk. And I go, I heard that.
Right.
And so top numero uno, what's the deal with my furniture, boys?
That's actually my top item, too. It says desk.
DMC.
Dead man console?
Dead man's console.
Dead man's console.
Yes, yes, yes. May I offer this?
Please.
I'm not entirely comfortable with that. It's okay.
DMC?
It's coming to it. No, I'd like to put the whole dead man thing out of the vernacular here. Okay. It's coming to my house.
What about dead mouse?
How about just the new console? Console. That would make
new
me very
Mike,
happy.
Do you like any particular songs by Oingo Boingo?
It's a dead man's furniture is coming. Who could ask for more? Everybody's excited. Leave your oversized package at the door. Leave your oversized package at the door.
Mike, he wasn't even in the same room as the console when he passed.
Rob, this is
okay. This is so dark,
so
man.
Bad.
So dark.
This is why are we going here? Why? What did you say?
I didn't bring it up.
Why did you say that at the end? We break the news to him about the console.
Okay. Go ahead. So, I think you're actually going to be very proud of our team because if this was
as always
2000, I say even 2008.
Right.
Let's say. Something would have been done without even asking us, and then we would have had a heart attack after it would. After
can
it
you
would
translate, please?
Yeah, because we are now, I think, at a better state of communications that we ever have.
Like we always ask each other. It's a tribe here. We always ask the tribal leaders, "Is this the right move?" Because we want to make sure we make the right move.
Because when we all got right. there, when Pony and I got there Saturday,
yeah.
we got in there. I found out that my mom's dog has a real problem with Matt Bloom, like the most docile dog you've ever met. All of a sudden sees Matt and the hair is standing up on the back of her head.
Yeah.
I mean, she is really hating Matt. But we go down, we disassemble the desk. I know you were concerned about how hard reassembly is going to be. It actually, it is very intuitive. And it'll come together very easily. Matt had the beautiful idea of putting all the hardware back in the holes that the hardware goes to. Mm-hmm. So you won't even have to sort out screws when it gets there.
Well, that's nice, Pony. That I like great. That. That's perfect.
And I didn't realize until we really took it apart. Excellent browning element. It's on casters under it, so it's easy to move around. And it has rack mounts on either side, so you can put all of your
roll
equipment
and go.
There. And here's the best part. I didn't realize it. Two rack-mounted locking drawers with a key, big enough to hold headphones and any sort of broadcast equipment you want, that land right in the console. I didn't know they
so
had these
So you can
drawers.
Hide your headphones right there, lock them up. Good
exactly.
To go.
All right. So I
then
mean,
what was the concern about breaking the news to me about
so
the
we
desk.
Get the equipment out. It's not easy to move it because it is, you know, it's a 6 by 3 foot table.
Yeah, it's a big table.
And a lot of equipment up and down and up and down. We get it loaded to the car and then we go to the UPS store, unload it. And I'd called the UPS store on Friday. I said, we've got a computer desk we need to ship. They said, disassemble it, no problem. I said, great. And so we bring it in and they said, I got a computer desk. He said, you called yesterday. Fantastic. Bring it in. Boom and boom and boom. Lots of trips. Stacking up.
Yeah.
Lots of people mailing things in the way. But we get all the stuff in there and he starts measuring and saying we're going to put this here and that can go in the same box and
allocating for where
he's
going to go.
He says this will go. We can put this in this box and it'll all go down together. This is fragile. We'll mark it fragile. And he says, okay, I've got your subtotal to ship. It will be $1,300.
Oh my! Screw them.
So I get.
So my. I mean, after I literally picked my jaw up off the ground because I was expecting on a bad day like $400,
yeah.
And I'm thinking,
wow.
You know, and I mean, and I asked. I said, does that?
Is this the cheapest way to get there?
Yeah, we're not overnighting it, right? I mean, what is the? He says this is the cheapest way, and he had a line of drool hanging out of his mouth. He said, "Well, it's a long distance, and it's really big, and it's heavy, and so $1,300." Is there any way we can get it cheaper? No. So I call Oscar.
Yeah.
And
to be fair.
My mouth is hanging open right
now.
To be fair, Mike.
Unbelievably
shocked. In 2007, this would have been swiped on our PayPal card.
Boom.
Hopefully not declined.
Right.
And then on Monday.
I'm with you.
Of yesteryear.
I'm with you. I consider that ridiculous.
Somebody would have come in and said, here's a receipt. And we both would have looked at it and had a cow and went crazy. Right?
Right.
So Oscar and I have a good laugh.
Yes. I said, Rob, that's highway robbery. They're trying to get you. I've actually shipped desks from California to DC for cheaper, multiple desks.
So I knew at the get-go $1,300 was too much, wanted to make sure that my was grounded in that. And so then Pony and I put it all back in my car,
Sorry,
and
guys.
He didn't bitch about it.
Now I feel bad
yeah,
for
he,
you.
Yeah, he didn't bitch about it at all. He was like, you're right. I just wanted
that's
to call
a
and
good
confirm.
And by the way, that was the good call. That was
on
the
a Saturday,
absolute good call.
Right?
Yeah. And so so the desk is in my car now. So if anyone wants to come and get it and take it to Mike, I'm here until 4.
So I mean, is it because it's the UPS store that they're gouging you on this?
You know what? The thing is that I thought that the expense was going to be the crating, like the boxing. That was only $250.
Which means it's probably crap boxing that would probably damage the stuff.
Right. Like, we were on the phone going through this pacing, and I remember these paces, not pacing. Rob said, "How much for the crating?" And the guy's like, about 250. He said, okay. So they want to ship it for $1,100 down. So we could pay someone $500 to drive it down
in
their van or less. Right. And I said, Rob, they're trying to F you sideways. Get out of there right now.
Verifying what I already suspected.
We will figure this out. And we will tell Mike on Monday or Tuesday. But I have other options for this. But I'm telling you, $1,300, what's the point of a free desk at this point?
And you know, one thing I can tell you is I know for a fact when I was talking about those drawers that go into the rack, I know they open and close easily because every time I turn left, it opens. And every time I turn right, it closes in the back of my car.
You lock them, though.
Yeah, you got a door.
I should.
Yeah, you should lock them, and then that wouldn't happen.
But anyway, it's all sort of fun to hear it. And also, Tony, locking it kind of ruins the joke, doesn't it?
No,
okay. Thanks for your help on Saturday.
You're welcome.
So the Where options we? That we were looking at, take it to the dump? Is that
No.
Had considered it.
So do you remember a reality show a long time ago where people would bid on shipping certain goods? And if this might have lasted 4 to 5 seasons.
Was it
seasons.
The one where they built aquariums?
No. It's something similar. That
I don't remember that.
Storage Wars?
It's almost as trashy as...
What?
Yup. The Yup guy.
Oh,
yep,
I forgot.
Yup. Yup. That's how he bids.
Wow. Storage Wars.
So there is a show, and if somebody in the control room can find it, please. It's called a Shipping Wars, if I'm not mistaken. And you would see on an app or a computer somebody come up with, hey, I have X to ship. What's your bid?
Uh-huh.
There is now a website called UShip, the letter U and ship. And you put down exactly what you're shipping, and people bid around the country that may be just going down there, or a truck, or like professional drivers that'll come and pick it up because they're going in that direction anyways. You can ship something for a fraction of the price of this large.
A fraction of retail price.
Yes. So gone there.
So how is that progressing?
I just put that on the website yesterday. It takes about 48 hours to get some options. So we'll have an option sooner than later. I said within 7 days, you'll have a desk.
And the beauty is
and what's the backup plan if the options don't pan out?
Oh, Mike, the UShip people, they're many, and they're able, and they're capable. There's no problem. You'll be fine.
Okay. All right.
And if you're not in a hurry anymore, as you said, no big deal.
All right. And this thing's not too big for the space that
we measured it out.
It's exactly 6 feet wide.
All right. 6 feet.
Yeah.
Okay. All
right. 32 inches deep.
Yeah. But that's just astonishing to me. That kind of
You have no idea how astonished I was. And I was in no mood to hear that news. And I was just like, you've got to be. What?
I was here recabling the wire, so I didn't hear my phone ring. Rob was so pissed, he called my wife.
I said, "Are you near Oscar? Go find him.
Yeah.
So tell him to pick up his phone."
So she comes up from downstairs in the office and says, "Hey, Rob, I think something's wrong." And he's like, "It's $1,350 to ship." And I said, "What?"
Yeah.
And then we went into a get the F out of there motion.
But we're ready to go at a moment at a moment notice because I'm traveling everywhere with the
desk.
I've actually
asked him carry it with just in case someone's like, I can get there tomorrow, pick it up.
Yeah, got it.
He's got it.
And so when will you know the progress on your
I'm hoping within there? Maybe even today. As quick as today.
Well, see, I mean, that's not that big a deal.
No, it's not
that big a deal. I'm concerned about that? You know what? And the good call, what would I have been concerned about? The
$1,300
that we just signed up.
We would have yelled at each other. We would have said we couldn't afford that. Why would we do that?
It
makes sense. Yes.
It would have been insane. And it's still insane. I'm still trying to think, the gross weight of the thing. I mean, it's not heavier than the average desk.
No,
right?
and the fact is
the size and volume, Mike.
We totally disassembled it. I mean, it's actually, you could move this as a single person.
Yeah.
Because the heaviest thing is the 6x3 foot top, and it's not that heavy. More convenient with two people.
For $1,300, that's the price you should pay if you have like three keys of cocaine inside and you want the UPS guy
tell him about the blow.
You're like, hey, don't worry about the blow inside the locked drawers. Just ship it.
The blow. Now, that door opening and closing when you're making turns, is that damaging my piece?
No, it's not.
Which will henceforth be referred to. My piece.
Well, Mike, you know
DMC.
What
it
is?
My
what piece I love of is, I love DMC. It because now it's become the console of the living.
Yes, it has.
A rebirth. Renaissance.
Renaissance.
Exactly.
This is vintage.
There is no damage
being
done.
While we're waiting, since there's a delay, let me.
Yes. Yes, please.
Let me revisit it a little bit.
Yeah, the text. The text always works.
What, the pictures?
I just want to look at it again.
Yeah.
I didn't see too many like DJ stickers on there. There are like a few of them.
There's one that's, there's an Apple sticker. Yeah. There's a Shore sticker. They'll peel off. Yeah.
And then I think one said like more ass. No, more grassless ass or more ass less because, grass.
Yeah, and that's pretty much how my stepfather was.
Yeah, honk if you're horny.
Classic, that one. You know? That's a classic one. Yeah, he picked it up when he was on tour.
Yeah, he's like, oh, this is interesting.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Rob, did you send it to me individually? Did you text it to me individually or did...
It was a group text.
It was group. I think it was in the group.
I like the S happens one that's on the back.
That's a good one. That's funny.
Yeah, that's a fun one.
As a group text, we have... There's
one that says Virginia's for lovers because he was a big Virginia guy.
Yeah, yeah. Right, and he's also a big lover.
Good sticker.
It might be. Is there a group that's just me and Oscar and you?
I also like the two stickers, Care Bear stickers. I don't know who put them on. Must have been like a loved one and put them right on the side that had a glitter sticker.
Yeah, but he had puffy stickers. He had Calvin from Calvin and Hobbes and he was peeing on the Care Bears. Funny. Yeah. I like stickers. They're funny.
Dave had a great sense of humor.
He did.
Man. All right, I'm looking at it here, and it's fine. It's fine. I'm trying to.
I mean, I think it's ideal. To be perfectly honest,
I don't know where the text.
It's under. It's on.
Why don't you resend it to Mike?
I shall
get it to the top of his mailing list.
Mm-hmm.
Let me look at it again.
Yeah, let's eyeball
what it looks like here. Just to make.
Well, now that you know it's free and undamaged, Mike.
Well, now that I know it's a hassle, I'm going back to there was a real sweet one you showed me.
Gone.
Right before the it's gone.
Gone. Yeah.
Now keep in mind, Mike, the one I just sent you.
I was eyeballing it just in case something went off and somebody bought it. They bought it for $1,500. There's no way we would have paid that.
Of course, all the equipment that's on it in this picture is off of it now.
Yes.
It's clean and stripped.
Unracked and stripped.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Clean and stripped.
Exactly.
Just like I like my...
Stop it. That's not okay. How dare you?
The Hustler Club is closed, Mike.
Oh, do you have an Allen?
It's very rectangular also.
Well, it has a rounded front.
Yeah, okay.
Do you have an Allen wrench, a set of Allen wrenches?
Yeah.
I have more Allen wrenches than you can shake a stick at.
Then you're going to be
all set. And I don't understand why you shake sticks at things that you have plenty of. I've never understood that expression. It doesn't make any sense.
Many years ago, Mike, people had more time on their hands.
Do you have any cinnamon? I have more cinnamon than you can shake a stick at. Make your pie. Make your apple pie, man.
Maybe it was a cinnamon stick.
What I really want for Christmas this year is I want you to receive this desk and actually see in all its glory.
Yes.
What's going to make I think a very seamless workflow from what you currently have.
I'm looking forward to
yes.
it.
Yes.
You know what you're going to love about it?
What do I put on those two little pedestals there? What's going to go on those?
Your awards.
hey, guess what? Oscar starts the show today.
This week on Hysterical Hyenas, join our top panel of comedians as we take a...
Sergey, are you still in the bath?
Yes, I'm listening to my podcast.
Can I come in?
No! Oh!
Just need to grab the claw clippers. Don't worry, I'll cover my eyes.
What?
Whoa!
Carl, I'm gonna fall.
Whoa! I'm still not looking.
And I'm not listening to my podcast.
Don't wombat it, meerkat it.
Simples.
The best of O'Mara.
You think if the Masiellos? Oh, I'm not gonna put Tony in this world. If Maddie had a card. That she would say, okay, look, this is like a cash card.
Right.
But the transaction fee would be 50% of the actual cash that's on the card.
I mean, like, it would be MasterCard.
Yeah. Your poor boyfriend.
I tell him, I'm like, you're lucky I don't charge interest.
Oh, my God.
And he says, yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Pombone, do you mind letting Santos out of the studio? He's here now. I tried to get rid of him earlier.
No, he's going to apply at Lightstream.
He's probably going to go pee on a couch. He's like, that sounds like a great idea. Thank you, man.
So here's the deal.
Okay. Dead man's couch.
Well, it's sort of built to that because there's a very sweet part of this story as well that doesn't make me look like a loser lech.
It's not the leech. You don't sound like a leech. You don't sound like a loser. It feels like you don't respect death.
I think when you hear this, you'll be okay with it, but we shall see.
Okay.
We shall see. When my Uncle George passed, one of the things he mentioned to his sons is that he would like for me to have his grandfather clock. And I didn't realize the fact that what happened is this. The grandfather clock that stood in his foyer as long as I knew my Uncle George was a wedding gift to him from my grandfather, Big Daddy. And it's a beautiful...
Saw it on Facebook.
It's a beautiful thing. Yeah. It's my best Christmas present this year because I had to pay to have it moved because it's sort of a big deal to move a grandfather.
How much is, does that cost?
It was...
like a pool table move?
Well, how much does a pool table cost?
I think a pool table move is roughly like $1,000.
It was in the 500 range because what happens is you have to...
Crate it?
They did not crate it, and I'm not sure we chose the best movers, but they got the job done. The chimes in a grandfather clock are actually like rods. They're not; they don't look like bells. They're rods that hang down of different length.
Yeah.
And so when it plays the bum, 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 it's all different things. They cannot move and clank together.
Did you get, who'd you get, two guys in a truck?
Essentially.
The college hunks.
It was not college hunks, to be sure. But what they have to do is do like a template of cardboard.
Craigslist mover.
I was shocked when they showed up with a pickup truck, not a box truck.
Did you stop by 7-Eleven and say, hey, guys, get in the back?
Mrs. Spiewak did it because it was a gift for me. And it's not. She went a different direction than I would have.
Yeah, but where, I mean, but who? Just say it.
It was a guy in my neighborhood. Literally a guy.
A rando?
And he
said. Was he Latino?
No, he wasn't. Oh. But he kept saying this. He had two things that he said. This was great. He said, I'm trying to start a moving company. I said, terrific. He said, also, don't tell my my helper how much you're paying me.
Was he Latino?
He was not.
Bet they were.
No, I promise Leesburg. You they weren't. No, what they were is they was it was
by
one
the Home Depot, had him jump back of your car.
It was one guy who was trying to snake the other guy out of his half because he didn't want to know how much he paid.
And who and your wife set that up?
She set it up. Nice. And I was shocked because you know, I thought, you know what? His sons, they said, also, he has this sectional sofa that we have no use for. If you're having movers come out, you should take this. It's been used maybe a total of 3 hours of its entire
life. You're doing them a favor. What color? It's or a floral print.
No. It's a mashed sort of a short velvet. Not a velvet. Velvet is not the right word, but and it's a
crushed velvet.
Yeah, not even that. It's just a
like
nice,
Austin Powers tuxedo.
Not at all like that. And it's a light brown, a tan, and it's a. Like, it seats very long with a chaise at the end. It's beautiful. And so they said you would be doing us a favor if you got it out of the house.
Yeah, I think you are.
And so we did that and an easy chair and the grandfather clock. Oh, and his records.
What about the easy? When did the easy chair get through?
The easy chair matches the sofa.
Okay, and the records? Don't you have enough records?
Well, that's the thing. This is the hoarder's nightmare. Is
how big was this truck?
It was a pickup truck. It took them 4 trips. It was a miserable day.
This makes no sense.
I know.
Did you have to pay him 4 times?
No, paid them. It was a flat rate, but it was, I expected it to be a guy shows up, truck, gets it, goes.
Yeah.
But no, it was 4 trips.
Did you have to carry the grandfather?
I didn't touch anything. I did not touch anything. And here's, I wanted to tell you this. For the grandfather clock, all the swinging apparatus and the weights and everything have to come out. And the chimes, you do a template in a piece of cardboard that slides up over the chimes so they don't move around. And they had to actually, it was so bad to watch. They had to lay the clock down to do this.
Yeah.
And they said, well, this is okay on newer clocks.
How do they know? They're just starting a moving company. Did you YouTube it?
Actually, they did YouTube it, and I did some research, too, to make sure that, God knows I had plenty of time that day, making sure they weren't blowing it. And they said, older clocks, it might be a problem, but it's not a big deal with newer clocks. I said, when does a clock become an older clock? They say, 45, 50 years. This clock is exactly 45 years old. So, I mean, we really kind of had to
What's
roll the
value on this thing?
I have no idea.
Oh, I know you, Rob. 10 years working with you. You looked it up on eBay. How much are you running for?
I did not look it up on eBay. I do know that when I saw at a used
Ponies
clock store... You saw at a used clock store.
Oh, you just one time you saw the same clock, used clock?
No, because I went to a used clock store, A, to see if I could download a manual, doesn't exist, and also to get a guy to come out to give it a service call because it just made
Pinball Paul.
Not Pinball Paul, he doesn't do grandfather clocks. I think it's probably around $4,000 or $5,000 to get a clock like this. Yeah, I think it's about like that.
I feel like nobody wants a grandfather clock.
This is spoken by someone that has no room for a grandfather clock.
We're digital. What? We live in a digital world. Oh, we barely need watches.
You have no idea how beautiful this thing is. That every 15 minutes I get a chime. It's gorgeous.
A chime every 15 minutes? Mm-hmm.
That's a lot.
It's is it wonderful. Bluetooth? Can you turn it off?
I can Bluetooth it. I do. Okay, maybe this will make you happy.
Okay.
I set it by the clock on my iPhone.
You can do?
Well, no. I mean, I look at my iPhone and use that to set it as a time.
That's not a smart clock.
Not a smart guy.
I don't think my mom had like a little cuckoo clock where the cuckoo, the little thing would come out at the top.
Yeah.
And then my brother and I.
Similar technology, probably chains that you pull weights down.
Wanted
right?
to see if we could catch it and broke it. but I don't know anybody in my family that ever had a grandfather clock.
Yeah, this is.
Pony, did you ever have one?
No, but we did have a cuckoo clock as well.
Yeah.
But it wasn't.
Didn't try to catch it?
No.
Maddie?
Maddie, grandfather clock?
My grandparents did.
Yeah. Oh, you see? That they living up to their name.
Who got it when they passed?
Well, my grandma's still alive.
Oh, okay.
So it's still
are you on the list?
I don't know. I haven't asked.
You better get on that if you want
guess
the clock.
So.
You're going to need it.
Got a lot of cousins to beat up.
Yeah. Hey, give it to the fat kid with the scar. No, but it is.
You love it.
I love it.
It looked beautiful, but it also looked like. Does it go with the rest of the decor of your house?
Sure.
I mean, sure.
I mean, exactly sure. It does. It looks great.
It just seemed like it was dated.
It's a grandfather clock. Of course it's going to be dated.
Yeah,
the technology is 400 years
not,
old.
I'm not surprised. It just.
You mean out of place?
Out of place.
Yeah.
Far from it.
Newest, you got a jukebox, a grandfather clock.
Newest thing in my house is my kids, and they're nearly 20. So, no, it looks one. It's in the living room upstairs. It looks beautiful.
And every 15 minutes.
Yep, and you know what?
Poor Linus.
No, he did tilt his head the first time it shined.
Like that effing clock.
You know who didn't mind it is the deaf dog.
I bet.
He loved it.
Like, I'm going to go take a leak on that. I'm done here.
The best of O'Mara.
Play, turn the thing up and play the
Yeah, please.
News.
The news.
Thank you.
Sid Caesar was a TV guy, Oscar. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Lord Bloom.
But he will be. One of the most, this is so damn sad. One of the most celebrated drummers in rock history is no more. You can have a little in your audio vault. Neil
Peart. I have some stuff. I'll save it for the vault, though.
God damn it. God, cancer sucks.
Oh, I know.
Neil Peart from Rush died last Tuesday of brain cancer. He was 67.
Young.
It makes me sad because I'm 60. That sucks. The band announced it Friday morning saying, quote, it is with broken hearts and the deepest sadness that we must share the terrible news on Tuesday that our friend, soul brother, and bandmate of over 45 years, Neil, has lost his incredibly brave 3.5-year battle with brain cancer. Rest in peace, brother. Peart never made his illness public, which is just cool, in my opinion. But it obviously had something to do with the fact that Rush had been inactive since the R40 Live tour in 2015. So glad I got a chance to see him play.
As a drummer, can I just ask? Because, you know, I like watching musicians play, but you have a better understanding because you are a drummer.
What it takes.
What was it like to watch him and what separated him from rock drummers? Because I know he did some throwback stuff, too. He knew all techniques.
He loved Buddy Rich. He loved Buddy Rich, which is cool. What separated Neil Peart was innovation and growth and never... I think there were faster guys, probably, but he innovated and he loved sound and he played with sound and he experimented with sound. And so it wasn't just and his kit.
Oh, my God.
The single greatest drum set you will ever see. When Rush went on tour, they mounted it, hardware mounted it to one piece that went on the back of a flatbed truck. And they took that with it, little things like that. And then when you saw the thing, it was just absolutely
cool.
Amazing.
I marveled at the fact because they would do shots of it like from where he sat.
Mm-hmm.
I wondered how he reached everything. It was that big.
Wow.
Yeah, it was amazing.
Yeah, Neil Peart, Safe Travels, his first album with Rush was, there was a drummer before him named John Rutsey, I think his name, but he joined the band in 75, so he's been with them all for their whole run. Fly By Night, the first album, the hits, Tom Sawyer, you know that one, Limelight, Closer to the Heart, Fly By Night, Free Will, and New World Man, some of the smash hits from Rush.
Such
and,
a band, and you know. I love the fact the industry loved Rush. They just loved them, and they should have, because everybody in the band was exceptional. Their vocalist was off the charts.
It seemed like good guys.
Yeah. This is, look, I'm calling my shot. I could be wrong, and I'm sorry for bringing this up if I'm wrong.
Geddy Lee.
No. Was Rush, was that concert the one where Jeff Shamrock threw up in the back of the...
Amen. Yes, sirree. That was the one. That
my memory is still intact.
The only concert we went to as a group. Yes.
I probably, you know, since Neil passed, I probably should call Jeff today.
Yes. Please do. More than 50 years after he played Robin, this proves that you can be elderly. You can be at the end of the line, and you can still be a creepy dude.
Okay.
This guy has been creepy from the get-go. Mm. More than 50 years after he played Robin on the Batman TV show in the 1960s, Burt Ward finally got his star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame last week, and he celebrated by oversharing. Burt told the crowd that his bulge was a little too big for network TV, so they tried various methods to hide it, including pills that were supposed to actually shrink his equipment.
Oh my God.
That's what he says as a 90-year-old man
been saying this story for a long time, and I actually one time went and watched season one of Batman. He is so full of crap.
Right.
There is nothing to be hidden
you
there.
You went to go see how big it was?
I went to say, I wanted to see if there was any effective measures between episode 6 and 7. And no, I think this is a totally manufactured story on his behalf, because you know what? Adam West never mentioned it, and he loves stuff like that.
Here's the quote as he's getting his star. How about a little dignity? How about a little class?
And also, how about raising the bar on who gets a star?
Yeah.
Burt Ward? F him.
He said, quote, "I took them for 3 days. These are pills to make his penis shrink." Give me that right there. That tells you how credible this
is. I know.
"I took them for 3 days, and then I decided that they can probably keep me from having children. I stopped doing that. I just used my cape to cover it." Oh, God.
Fire!
What the hell? What's going on? Well, maybe, you know, who knows? Maybe he's out of it. 1917, The Surprise Winner. God, I want to see that movie.
I do, too.
At the Golden Globes last week and over the weekend. Not sure how it did with the Oscar nominations this morning. We'll talk about that tomorrow. It dethroned the Star Wars movie, Rise of Skywalker, at the box office. It made $36.5 million, more than double the $15.1 million that Star Wars made. Like a Boss. Does anybody know that movie?
What's Tiffany
that
Haddish movie. Yeah. It's a R-rated comedy.
That was the highest grossing new movie. It made 10 mil, so that's not that big a deal in Hollywood circles.
It's about a guy who wishes happy birthday to everyone every day on Facebook.
Have a Boss birthday.
A new study found that half of us let all of our photos, songs, and other files pile up to the point that we've never deleted a single file from any of our devices. 52% of Americans say they've never deleted a file. 33% are holding on to stuff that's more than 10 years old. And four more quick stats. The number one reason we don't delete files is that we're worried we might need them someday. 78% of us have transferred old files to another device to avoid deleting them. 24% of people would be embarrassed if someone went through the digital stuff, especially all the embarrassing pictures. And on average, about 25% of your storage is devoted to old, unnecessary files. Are you guys hoarders when it comes to your devices?
God, I would say I fall into all those categories.
Yeah.
But the one thing that has worked, and I know it's weird and it still mystifies people, is the cloud. The cloud has saved me multiple times.
Yep.
Right. The cloud.
Hey, but also, every time I've upgraded a computer, it's been so much more storage space.
Yeah.
There's really no need to delete this stuff. I don't know that I could find it, but I'm sure it's still tucked away in there.
Yeah. Just like a napkin and a couch.
That's right.
Yeah. I have family photos and Nicole Aniston.
Also great.
Thank you. And now a little something. Gwyneth.
Gwyneth, yes.
Gwyneth. Oh, boy. Goop.com is selling a candle that scented like a woman's lady part.
Mm.
Well, Goop was selling them, but they sold out. $75 a pop, sold out. The candle is called, and edit if needed,
all right.
But I'm going to call the candle what it is. The candle is called "This Smells Like My Vagina." That's the candle. The story goes, Gwyneth was developing scents with a perfume company, and when she tested this particular one, she said, This smells like a vagina. If you're wondering what that scent is, it's, quote, geranium, citrusy bergamot, and cedar absolutes juxtaposed with damask rose. I hope I'm pronouncing these
yeah.
Correct. Is it damask rose? Who knows?
It's and dead ass.
It's dead ass. And ambret seed. So that's the candle's fragrance.
Yes.
And don't worry, even though it's sold out quick, there's a waiting list when it comes back.
That's fantastic. Yay. That's good news.
Why don't we say some koalas? You know?
Yeah, I know.
These candles are out of control.
There'll be people listening to this that will go to goop.com today to get the candle.
Ponies on already.
This smells like my vagina.
Always wanted to know.
On a related note, Goop is discontinuing its candle called Chicken of the Sea.
You win!
Annie, Tony, yes. Do you like my studio now?
My studio now and my empty house?
Oh, look.
It doesn't have any furniture in it whatsoever because I can't sell my f***ing house.
I was going to ask if Carla left you.
You know, you're a conservative guy as far as the way, you know, you plan your life out and you play the percentages. I respect that question.
But
it's
a
valid question for someone who's just known me most of my adult life.
For someone who's just seeing it for the first time, it makes sense because you're there and the only thing that's left is a framed Red Sox jersey. And that would be the only thing she would have left.
She's fortunately still with me.
Okay. Yes.
Everything's good. We are here with the co-hosts of Wake Up Washington.
No.
Get up, DC. We are here. What is it? Get up, DC.
DC.
Yeah, yeah. Is there one called Wake Up Washington?
It used to be. Yeah, it was actually called Wake Up Washington before.
Oh, this show?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're before here with co-anchors of The Morning Flakes. Tony Perkins, Tony, no, it's Get Up DC on WUSA 9 with Annie Yu and Tony Perkins. And Tony also co-hosts the Donnie Simpson show referred to as I Have More Money Than Jesus.
That's a good
show. Still married and I've been paid a gazillion dollars for my entire life. I poop Ferraris with Donnie Simpson.
That we'd be speaking of Donnie, not me.
Yeah,
that's right.
No need for jealous.
Yes.
Donnie. I've always been jealous of Donnie Simpson. Remember we went to the CBS conclave and Donnie was getting up there and I followed Donnie because Donnie was like a last minute show. Remember I went over to see Donnie at CBS corporate headquarters and Donnie had his barbers, his team of barbers in there giving him a haircut in the studio.
Wow.
And then Donnie, I'd see Donnie, you know, I'd walk into the place where we used to play golf and people would be like, okay, is he a member here? Okay. Meanwhile, Donnie would be up there, you know, on a throne with Michael Jordan going, hey, man. Hey, how you doing? Hey, how's it going? Hey, how you doing? Huh? Let's see. Who am I going to play today with? Let me see. Check my Rolodex. Barack's not available.
Yeah.
Michael Jordan's coming out today. Isn't this great? Fantastic with my Ferrari. This is fantastic. Yes, sirree. I'm going to drive out from my home, my wonderful mansion, and get out to Lake Manassas, Virginia in 6 seconds flat.
I'm glad there's no bitterness.
No.
Yeah. That's great.
No, I love Donnie. Donnie's a nice guy. You have a long history. So, Annie, how is your world? You're a proud mom. You are a delightful co-anchor, and life is good, correct?
Life is great. I'm so thankful. And just to piggyback off Tony's sentiment, I love working with Tony. In fact, I often tell him and remind him that ever since he came, I loved it before, but ever since you came, getting out of bed is so much easier because when that alarm clock goes off at 1:07 and then the 6 alarms follow that 2 minutes after.
And she's not kidding.
And I'm not kidding. Yeah. It makes me spring out of bed and I'm like, I'm going into work with my friend. It doesn't even feel like work. So life is great, Mike. Thanks for asking. Well, I feel blessed.
Good. We feel the opposite way about each other here on the show.
Very much. When I go to bed at 1:07.
Sadly, she's not the only woman in my life who said, since knowing you, it's so much easier to get out of bed. Bolt right out.
It sounds like you've built a circle where you can keep your other crew over at the show. on the outside because you got other people at Channel 9, right? Well, yeah. Do they hate you?
No.
No.
Oscar's hilarious.
You get right to the point. No. We all get along.
Okay, good.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah,
they
we
get
do. Along. Yeah. Yeah.
You know, sure. I'm so old that I think of Channel 9 as some of my favorite people in Washington broadcasting. Yeah. And number one on the hit parade would be a gentleman that even people in the D.C. market that are listening to us right now wouldn't realize a guy's name was Glenn Brenner, who was one of the most wonderfully funny guys on and off the air. Yep. And I don't know if you guys ever had a chance to meet Glenn. You might have, Tony, because he was making the circuit in radio in those days.
Yeah,
too, right?
I met him on a couple of occasions very briefly, so I can't say we were friends, but I loved Glenn. I think Glenn was one of the shining lights of Washington broadcasting.
Absolutely.
To be honest, you know, after spending so many years at Fox, one of the things that was kind of thrilling for me was to go into the Channel 9 building and be working there where you used to have Glenn Brenner, Max Robinson.
Max Robinson was there. Mm-hmm.
Gordon Peterson.
Is Gordon Peterson still there?
He is not. No. But Bruce Johnson is still there.
Bruce Johnson's still there.
That's been a long time, too.
43 years.
Glenn Brenner, and we weren't close friends. I just knew him, and he was on the show a bunch of times. Mm-hmm. Glenn Brenner, it was probably Bethesda Sport and Health, and I know we got a free membership. So I was over there, believe it or not, Rob, I was actually working out. And I went over there, and it was multi-level, and they had stairs. And I'm coming down the stairs. I still love this story. And Glenn Brenner is bench pressing. He's on a weight machine. He's bench pressing, and somebody was spotting him because he was doing free weights. Mm-hmm. And I'm coming down, and he has his little beady eyes, and he looks up and he sees me coming down, and he goes, 408, 409. It was so funny. Good guy.
A lot of history in
Washington, D.C., but I'm glad you're happy. And did you guys, when you're doing, so did you say 107 the alarm goes up?
Wow.
107 a.m. and I set 7 alarms all 2 minutes apart. And I've never, knock on wood, been late to work in the past 16 years.
Wow. Oh, I don't know what that
and
feels like.
What is your so what is the rest of your
science
schedule
fiction
like
for Oscar
with getting up there?
So
you obviously didn't stay up for the Super Bowl then.
No, I watched up until halftime, and then I caught the actual halftime on
YouTube.
Oh,
did they let you watch Fox?
Oh, it pained me, but I watched it.
So you got the I did about a half an hour rave on it yesterday because I really think it was arguably the finest Super Bowl halftime show I have ever seen. It stopped the room I was in.
So you didn't think it was too sexy for TV?
No. I thought the women and the men were totally into it. And, you know, it stopped the room. Yeah. People watched that. And I, you know, as somebody older to watch J-Lo, who's 50, just perform like that. And Shakira's fantastic.
43 years old.
I like that it's sexy.
Me too.
I mean, but it's not bad sexy, you know?
No.
I mean,
no. we've seen worse, you know?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I did radio where I saw worse. A lot worse.
Yes. Yes. I used to listen to that radio and fantasize in the car.
It was special. It was wonderful. Yes.
We would be remiss if we did not talk about a recent update in one of Mr. Tony Perkins' proteges, like in his life.
Oh, yes.
Oh, you know what? Can you hang for one more break at least? Can you do it?
Oh,
you
yes,
get to,
please.
You guys get up at 1 o'clock in the morning. You can leave whenever the hell you want, or you can stay. It doesn't matter.
Good.
You can panel for the
you
show.
Okay?
But I mean, Annie looks like she wants to go home.
Tony's my ride, so I got to stay.
Oh, Tony's your ride.
The best of O'Mara.
So we're moving. I think we're going to move.
Really?
I thought this is hurricane-proof home that you would never move. You know, it's safe.
Yeah, it's good luck home.
We are.
Good luck home.
Here's what it is. It is the hurricane. It is the idea that there is a neighborhood that I could walk to from here that where we would be transitioning from this house into a house of the same value with an extra bit of space for my family.
So it's same neighborhood.
No, it's another neighborhood, but it's close. It's close by.
And it does offer equal access to the golf course?
Well, no, not
how close to the Walmart are you?
Closer. No, we're not closer. We're probably, but it's within 1 minute. It's
I thought
very,
all
very
the
close.
Neighborhoods down there touched the Walmart.
How did it fare in the hurricane?
They didn't fare that well, which is why people are escaping a little bit. But the houses were fine. The streets had a problem. They're addressing that. The streets had a little bit of a problem. Here it is. The long and short of it is that we are going to make a determination soon. If we decide, we will see if we can sell this house. If we can sell this house, we'll get the one in the other neighborhood.
Will you have a celebrity posting?
Well, how's that work?
Like, you know, when celebrities sell their houses, that they put like celebrity owned.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, that happens so much
in
Florida.
Motivate people down here. I'm not sure. It's just...
leave your politics at home.
Cocoonville is Cocoonville.
Right.
And it is not, it's not something that, it's not conducive to, I think, properly bringing up a young boy.
Yeah.
I think that when he gets to be,
should be around young boys.
I think so to a certain extent.
Not
it's not
old
the
men.
Be all, it's not the be all end all, but at a certain point you make that call. And if the transition is painless,
I'm sorry. I just realized you could be in a wild way raising a new generation of Rob Mobbers, and one of them could be little Michael because he's surrounded by such old people all the time.
Well, it's not. It's
right.
Not
an old
just
soul.
That.
An old soul.
No, I think it's we know that Michael hates me. I think we're pretty safe.
He does not hate you.
That's a joke. It's simply a joke. You want to be around young boys.
As I'm saying, we're going to see what happens. Here's the process, okay?
Mm-hmm.
This is called the stress-free process. The stress-free process.
Sure.
Oh, this is the way to do it, then.
To hear
this.
No, the stress-free process is if we decide we're going to do it, we decide we're going to sell this place, and time's on our side because we got no place to go. We don't have to go anywhere.
True.
We'll wait and see, and if we do, we do. If we don't,
yeah,
we don't.
You,
and if we do, yes,
you
what?
Do you do have to go.
Pain
you go to
ass,
Maine
what?
In May. I think you put the house on the market before the holidays, so you
that's actually, the plan.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, like tomorrow you're putting it on?
Well, it depends. Maybe after sometime this week.
Oh, see? There we go. All right, please.
If we decide.
Take your time.
The guy that is showing us the place is a guy we like a lot. Young guy, go-getter, and he's... You know, we're gonna talk to him about it. We're gonna see what we
is it Don the real estate king.
Also, the motivating factor was friends of ours moved into this place that have a kid Michael's age, and it just is.
You like the feel of the neighborhood?
It's the only. I haven't gotten in there in a while. Carla went in the other day, but was with Michael, and the way she described it is something that I think it would be
good for
legitimate.
Him.
Mm-hmm.
It would be legitimate. And you give up a few of the things that I have over here, but I'm able to get in a car as opposed to a golf cart, and I'm fine with that. I don't
that's
have a
cool.
problem with that. As long as I can swing my club, I'm fine. And
you feel? Do you
cool.
get the impression that the neighborhood skews a little younger, all told?
Yes,
that's
yes,
great.
Yes, absolutely. It's much more of a family type atmosphere.
What's the internet
but with it,
like?
But it,
I know yeah. I love your family and everything, but what's the internet like? Please,
I'll double Oscar. That will be the priority at the question, the Q&A that I give to people. I will ask. And by the way, this is probably a year away.
Mm-hmm.
The way I look
remember
at things,
when you moved to Florida,
probably,
guys, I'm moving in a month later.
What?
What?
Remember when you told us you're moving to Florida? You moved in a month, and we had to build.
Well, no, I mean, if I move, it's not going to affect anything. It's going to
be
fine.
You say everything takes forever, and it's like, boom, bam, you're in another home.
I took 7 years to buy this house down here. It took me 7 years to buy this house. That's the way I did it. It was a process. I've been looking for probably 5 years. To do this, it's just
will
now.
Will you sell
it's
the current house? Will you sell it furnished?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
Oh, I never.
You have to figure
that.
Out what conveys. You might want to leave that fireplace on the lanai.
Especially
I'll fly you down.
You can
bring a sharpie.
A
I'll fly you down. Bring a sharpie and some masking tape and come down.
I'm
going to
bring a sharpie, masking tape, and a fedora.
We're going to do that. We'll see what happens.
What about the chimenea? You can't leave
that's,
it there.
Yeah, the fireplace.
Take it with you.
By the way, I power washed this weekend, and that chimenea is the size, the weight of that. And by the way, it's on an iron stand that corroded, and it was a pain in the ass.
Stupid hurricane
much.
With and, my corroded chimenea stand.
Stupid.
How?
Worst power washing job ever. Like inches of muck and Irma hurricane goo.
Irma muck.
That I had to. Irma muck, you know. By the way, Last word before we break for news you may not need. Back off of my boy, everybody. Stop picking on Adrian Garcia. There you go. I like my guy.
He misstepped again this weekend, Mike.
What did he do?
He was supposed to come and help paint and work off his hotel tab.
Where was he supposed to do that?
Here in the studio for the new business, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I gave him that option to work it off. And he's like, oh, you didn't call me. Because I wrote, and I was like, dude, we talked about you coming Sunday. You said you were available in the morning. I expect you to be here in the morning. I'm not going to beg you to come work.
Adrian, would you like to respond?
I was expecting the time. I was like, hey, Adrian, be here at 8 a.m. That's all.
Hey, I'm with you, Adrian. I'm with you.
Thank you, Mike.
I know that. Okay, I'm with you. I'm sorry. I'm tired of you getting paid.
Yeah,
when Mac starts Mac starts piling on.
Oh, yeah. Mac is such a prick.
He just wants attention.
Rob Spiewak. Because you know what? For someone who invented piling on when someone is down,
yes.
Mac comes after me. When someone is at their ultimate lowest, Mac, relax. Right. You got to do it better.
What did he do to you?
No, nothing.
He posted hashtag Team Dan.
Yeah.
You didn't see that?
It's on the fan club? Yeah, I did see that.
You see, and that's not the time to do
but
that.
But I expected it.
Right.
I expected it.
Sure. I hope he's doing well at his
new job. I did write Adrian a choice words. I said, the day I stop being hard on you is the day I don't care anymore.
And I did get that text.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
Is there a reason why you're so hard on Adrian?
Well, because I think that the stems and seeds get in the way of everything he does great. And he does do a lot of things great here at the studio.
He does.
Right.
The missteps are simply, like, they're caught in the filter of that bong. Like, they are. They are totally
I wish I could disagree with my boy, Adrian, but I gotta side with him.
Change your bong water.
Can you promise me you'll work on that a little bit?
I can, and I also have to work on time management as well.
Small things.
That's all. That's a perfect place to end. That's it. I like that. That leaves a good taste in my mouth. Let's open up that audio vault with Rob Spiewak. Take it away, Rob.
Neil Peart, part two. You mentioned innovation when you talked about how he was. And also, I think a lot of times they give drummers credit for having rhythm and style, but they don't give them the moniker of musician.
Right.
And listen to this. Here's a montage of some of his fine work. The first thing you're going to hear is him playing tubular bells. And tell me this is not musicianship. I did not know is that in addition to being their percussionist, did you know he was the main lyricist for the band?
Yep.
He wrote almost all the words.
Oh, wow.
I'm a big Rush fan, so I know all the stuff about Rush. Yeah, absolutely. He's a brilliant guy. Brilliant. So, incredibly well read. Read all the time. Reader.
Here's Neil Peart talking about his lyrics.
The words can carry different freight for different people, of course, but those who do have the sensitivity to pay the kind of attention to lyrics that I put into them, it's wonderful to connect that way, to feel that you're not playing down to anyone. We've always had the impression that people are just as smart as we are, so if we can figure this stuff out, they can too, you know? And we're not being that terrible, damning word, pretentious. We're not pretending anything. This is really what turned us on this year, you know? Lyrically, it's always been a reflection of my times and the times I observe, but everyone is a reflection of me.
Sad that he's gone, but what a legacy he leaves behind.
Man, it just hurts. It hurts the more I hear about him because he was that kind of guy. And by the way, didn't like to hang out and do the after things after a show. Liked to hit the road. Rode a motorcycle on one of their tours all around America. And just a special dude, really. What a shame.
Pleased to play his music today. This was pretty cool on the NFL yesterday, the NFL coverage. They surprised Jimmy Johnson by announcing to him that he was going to make it to the Hall of Fame in this class. But they did it on live television.
He didn't know until... that's cool. That's a big deal for these guys.
The guy who runs the NFL Hall of Fame, I guess it's in Canton, Ohio, just walks onto the set and you hear Jimmy sort of bristle. And this is a neat moment.
It's my great honor to tell you that you're going to be the 328th Hall of Famer.
The only thing I can think of is all the assistant coaches, all the great players... They're the reason I'm here, and they're the reason I can't talk.
All right.
No, no.
Where's your ass? Where's your Bob?
I mean, this is so special to me because when you put in the work that we put in, it's nice to know people appreciate it.
The one weird thing is that the bronze bust.
And that's the wrong year. You said bristle. That means bristle. You kind of get angry.
Well, I mean, he definitely right? he. You could see that he put
melted
it together.
Is what he did.
He put together what was happening. It was a neat moment. You should look
at
the video.
I wish I'd seen that. That's very very cool.
The one thing is that the bronze statue that they've commissioned for the Hall of Fame. The hair is going to be softer than his real hair.
Jimmy Johnson, there you go. Deserves it, man. What a run with the Cowboys.
God. Now. It's a lifetime now that we live in 2020 where stupidity goes viral and is rewarded. I take you now to the Canadian version of Family Feud. Yes, there is a thing. And this answer in a tie-breaking round, okay? It's a one-answer question.
Name Popeye's favorite food.
Chicken!
Oh, my God!
Show me chicken!
Spinach, Sherry.
Stop that. So, Popeye's favorite food is not chicken. Popeye's favorite food is spinach.
I like me spinach. Good.
Well, she lost, but here's why it's so great to be alive in 2020.
They she getting lost, interviewed on TV shows now because she's so stupid?
Better. She lost $10,000 by screwing that up, but Popeyes have sent them $10,000 worth of chicken to make up for the money they lost on Canadian Family Feud. So she goes viral.
It's a win-win.
And gets rewarded. You know what?
He's upset. He's really mad.
Oh,
wouldn't
you want that? I want that.
I bet she doesn't understand Neil Peart's lyrics. That's what I'm saying.
I would eat a po' boy sandwich every day.
Oh, red beans and rice for days, but still, she's an idiot.
Cajun fries.
Mike, let's say you work your whole life and you get to be a state representative in the state of Missouri.
Oh,
or
boy.
Sometimes they say Missouri. Mm-hmm.
Missouri.
And you get up there with your big hipster beard, and what's the first thing you say when you're in session?
I would like to introduce some very special folks to me. First of all, my smoking hot wife.
That's funny.
That is a Representative Scott Cupps.
That is so funny. Cool.
Who early in his term might be cited for perhaps exaggeration.
Oh, you saw the video.
Yeah,
huh?
A little Googling, sure.
Oh, that's why he's being sweet.
Yeah,
he's being
smoking sweet. Hot. Big long beard on this guy. Big long red beard.
Oh, really? Okay,
yeah, I don't think exciting. Re-election is in his future.
Okay.
All right, let's focus our attention, Mike, to the Galapagos Islands. The giant tortoises of the Galapagos were an endangered species.
Mm-hmm.
And largely because they didn't have enough males down there to get it done. So they shipped a male tortoise to the Galapagos Islands. He made 800 offspring. He single-handedly saved the species from being endangered.
Oh, horny little tortoise. Yeah. That's awesome.
And he took
that story.
Took his time. So I thought you might enjoy the sound of turtles mating. I'm sorry, tortoises mating.
Not safe for work.
And because, Mike,
similar to humans.
Some humans.
Peter North.
Me.
And then, Mike, to close, a favorite from the past.
Would you like to play the sound? This is the
one
sound of Carla rejecting Mike in the middle of the night. This is Mike coming over, tapping on the... And I roll back over.
And Mike, just from an old favorite, it made me think of this. And you'd wonder why I save everything. This is the sound of a baby tortoise humping a shoe.
Yeah, I remember that one. There you go. That sounds exciting.
I'm sorry. That's the sound of Matt Bloom in the royal bedroom.
Oh, with the poon candle.
That's right. Stop it.
That's what he's fixated
on. Have a great
on.
Monday. Boy. That's right.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify, the all-in-one commerce platform to start, run, and grow your business. whether you're selling flaky soul or fine art prints. Shopify covers all your sales channels to simplify selling online and in person. Plus, they provide industry-leading tools and 24/7 support to ignite your growth. This is Possibility, powered by Shopify. To sign up, visit shopify.co.uk/podcast23, all lowercase.
The best of O'Mara.
On the program today, I want to get to our new man, Pony, for no other reason than we have not put him at the top of the show recently.
Right.
And about 3 weeks ago, we asked about Pony and his love life and people contacting Pony. And he indicated to me that the only people that have contacted him are guys busting his balls.
But do you want him at the main table or do you want him in his protective nook?
Where would you like him, Rob?
I like him in his nook.
In his nook?
Yeah.
He's comfortable in his nook.
Are we going to him now?
Ladies and gentlemen, the new Pony Boy theme song.
Pony Boy, Pony Boy, won't you be my Pony Boy?
My Pony Boy.
Now officially the oldest element we've ever run on the show.
You
That's
play
from
it?
1909.
Please play it again, please.
Pony boy, won't you be my pony boy?
My pony boy.
All right, Pony. How
it's
are you?
CD.
I'm just great, Mike.
Okay, now take me back to when we were going, because I forgot. I know we set something up where people were going to contact you. Now, I know that we have an address for you if people have technical issues, and you're very prompt at getting back to them. That's ponyboy@mikeomarashow.com.
Correct.
Did we use that same address for people to contact you with offers of matrimony?
No, we used Facebook.
Facebook. Okay.
And that's if women have technical issues in their pants.
Yeah, yeah.
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 Pony, let me ask you this. It's Matt Bloom at Facebook, correct?
That is correct.
And
it's B-L-U-H-M.
When we started doing this, we said if there are ladies out there that are looking for any kind of relationship, they can, you know, you're a nice guy.
Or friendship.
Or friendship.
Yeah. Like could lead into a relationship.
Interesting.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oscar like became a Southern belle for a second. Or friendship.
Well, you know, there's something.
Or friendship, Mr. Mike. They can have friendship down south.
It sure is powerful hot. I was wondering if you'd want to be perhaps a friend with benefits.
Well, Mr. Pony, I think I could be talked into your bed if you gave me a praline and some sweet tea.
Yeah, if you go down to Pony's plantation, his big canopy bed.
Can you play old banjo music?
Yeah, hold on
do you have that?
I do.
Pony Boy's Plantation. Now, Pony, it's no secret that you would like to have a relationship because you're at the age now where, you know, you'd like to just have somebody to hang out with. You're a fun-loving guy. You love life.
And perhaps help with the chores.
Well, welcome. Welcome to the Pony Plantation. This is where a pony raises crops during the springtime. And after the harvest, well, our boy is sure enough lonely. That's why he'd like a filly to join him on his Pony Boy plantation and spend some time with ye.
Look at you, young lady. You're prettier than 10 bales of new mown cotton.
Now, Pony, in your lifetime, and I've never asked you this before, you see. I have never asked you this before. Have you, you've had a relationship or two in your young life, have you not?
Yeah, that is correct.
What is the longest, or I should say, I'll say, who is the longest serving Mrs. Pony, or Pony girlfriend?
Significant other.
Yes.
I don't talk about her anymore.
Oh, you don't talk about her?
Can we at least know her reign?
How about just the number of months or years?
It was about... I'd say 3.5 years.
3.5 years.
Wow, a huge percentage of your young life.
And now we're not going to usually
down the drain.
We're not going to talk about her. So, but it was. So I trust it was not a pleasant breakup.
No, not in the least. It was a bad time.
So. Did it have to do with her computer security passwords? I say. I say, son, you've been hacked. They're in your software, you see.
Did she hack you? Did she hack you, Pony?
In more ways than one.
Oh, my.
Oh, dear.
So that obviously bruised
security,
you.
That is.
Yeah, it was at a difficult time in life. That was like right after Dad passing and other things.
So she was somewhat of a heartless wench.
Yeah, is that when you put on all the weight?
Yeah.
Yeah. God. So now, how long has it been since you have... how long have you been single? How long have you been on the market?
It's been a while. It's been about... 2.5 years, 3 years,
it's
maybe.
Time.
It's time
to get back up on that horse.
It's time for fun. And what we were talking,
has he been? There hasn't been a total absence of action in 2.5 years.
You've dated, there? Have you not? Correct.
I was actually living with one girl for a couple of months, and she turned out to be a psychopath.
Okay,
so
that happens.
Well, you know what magnets attract.
So now you're ready, right? It's time.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. And
boy, is he.
And what we had said was, it's a good idea to get a filly to the Pony Plantation in time for the live show coming up at the State Theater.
And furthermore, sometimes when you haven't visited a church social, or perhaps the buffet in several months, the bar is lowered as to what you find delicious. You understand?
So we had that's asked correct. People to go to Facebook, and Matt Bluhm, that's B-L-U-H-M.
Not Jewish.
No, he ain't. And we'd asked people to contact you of the opposite sex, you see, and contact you. And then you informed me about 2.5 weeks ago that you had been contacted by a number of people, but unfortunately, every one of those individuals had a penis.
Men, that is.
Men
that is
had been busting your chops, and that's unacceptable. And that's why now I would like to implore all the female listeners of the Mike O'Mara Show to reach out to your friends, your classmates, your individuals that are near and dear to you, your sisters, your brothers, your cousins, of the female persuasion, and
well,
say that there's
probably
a young,
not brothers.
I'm sorry. Well, the brothers that might have an, you might have a brother that knows a girl.
That's true.
That's everybody. Yes, Oscar.
Mr. O'Mara. Mr. O'Mara, Mr. Spiewak.
Yes.
A couple things. First, your mint juleps are ready.
Ah, thank you. Well, look at this. Montgomery's brought us a little canapé.
Oh, look at that. The shaking has stopped, you understand.
And our mint julep, thank you so much.
And the second off our plantation Twitter account?
Yes. The Pony Plantation.
Yeah, we have a
hashtag War of Northern Aggression.
Yes. We have a message from last week's show.
Yes.
Oh, good.
Just heard last Wednesday's show. Being Pony's date sounds fun. Too bad I'm in Texas. We could do a cooking segment together. And the lady's name is Linda. Beautiful young lady. Look at
oh
that.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Do you know who she looks like?
Oh,
she looks like Jesse. Unfortunately, Jesse's last girlfriend in Breaking
Bad.
Yeah,
beautiful.
Who's a turbo hottie? Did you see her, Pony?
No.
That's like that's like get a plane ticket down to Florida or Texas rather.
Here maybe she can meet him in Florida. Yeah. What's halfway?
Now then again, she might be contacting him because of the safety of distance. You see.
Mm-hmm. Also, you know, there's always the situation. It could be
very
a catfish.
Pretty young lady.
That could be a catfish, no son.
Pony, I did some research. Not a catfish.
I did get a catfish.
You got a catfish?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Yeah. So
was it just the smell?
Have you had any sincere, helpful messages from men, or are they all just ball busting?
From the guys, it's ball busting.
Well, I mean, what are some of the messages?
I can't think of any. It was just
nothing you could bring up
shtick.
On your computer.
Yes. It was such bad shtick, I can't even remember.
Okay, so the point is, it's Matt Bluhm at Facebook, right?
Right.
That is correct.
And is that the, I mean, am I doing it right?
Yeah,
I want to make sure we get the word.
Send him full frontals.
You find Matt Bluhm, and you send him a private message, a PM as the kids
He just
say.
Wants an opportunity to take a woman out for a cocktail.
You know what he is? He really is a lovely man.
He's a very nice man. He's very sweet. He's very politically savvy.
Yes.
And please do that. Matt Bluhm at Facebook, and we want an update next year. I have to mention a couple of things quickly here.
All right.
If I can. Carla made a reference to it. I just wanted to make a reference very quickly that we went out to dinner with her and her girlfriends. Did I tell you that story?
No,
on the show?
Not at all.
No, you teased it multiple times
nice
this
evening.
Week, but we have not.
First of all, it's a Tuesday night. You know, it's middle of the work week. I got to be in here. Got to be ready to go. I didn't feel like making a super late night, but originally we were going traffic down here. Welcome to Fairfax. It is now bumper to bumper. I sat in bumper to bumper.
Is it because of the snowbirds?
I have no idea. It could be. I both times have been around the 5 o'clock
hour. Spring training is about to start. People are getting in town.
Mm-hmm. And well, they may be. It might be. They do have a rush hour down here, so it might have been that as well. But it's been. We were trying to get down to Cape Coral to go to this place we went last week, where it just the traffic was undoable. So we all decided that we are going to Carla and her two girlfriends. We're going to go down to the River District all the way downtown. Takes a little less time, and it's going to be
down
fun.
By the river.
Were you going to go there and get water for your new thing?
Get right out of the river. The Caloosahatchee, Rob.
Oh, that's a great river.
The Caloosahatchee River. Yeah, man. Billy Joe McAllister jumped off the Caloosahatchee. Anyway, so it's a nice evening. I'm drinking my new beverage, which is,
it was lovely.
It was lovely. I'm drinking my new beverage of the diet tonic and gin.
Okay.
Which seems to have just, my liver seems to have compensated for it rather quickly. The first weekend I had them, I'm like, I had two, and I looked at Carl, and I said, this is a pretty good drink that I'm drinking right now.
Do you find now, when you change horses, alcohol-wise, there's like a honeymoon period where it's very effective right from the start, and then it wears off.
It wears off, and so I'm drinking this kind of pseudo-bitter, limey crap, and kind of going, not as special as it was. Nah. Might be the gin, too. I don't know. There are lots of theories. A lot of people have opinions. Gin drinkers have a lot of opinions what is the best gin.
You know, Sapphire, not a great...
Just because we mention your name doesn't mean you need to...
No, I want to hear it. Sapphire what?
I don't think Sapphire is a great gin for gin and tonic because it just has so many other spices in it. I think if you go with something...
Tanqueray.
Tanqueray is perfect.
Yeah.
All right, Tanqueray it is.
Or what about the old Bombay?
Hey, the old Bombay. Yeah, you're going to put the Bombay grease. There you go. Pour it in the glass. Strap on a gun and become a lawman. We have so many maggots on the... I was going to say, Pony, as far as you're a big gin drinker,
yes.
The buzz factor, which is really, because I'm going down from like a few beers to a couple of drinks, what would have the biggest kick, in your opinion?
Biggest kick is going to be Hendrix.
And that's 45 proof, right?
Yeah.
I mean, 45%, 90 proof.
Sapphire is right there as well. I think
Sapphire has two strengths. I think they have an 80 proof and a 90 proof.
I'd like to get the Sapphire Mind Eraser. It's as far as gin goes, it's a rock star. It's very, very is. So if you were to say the last gin on the planet, what would you get? Would you get the Tanqueray?
No, I would get Hendrix. Hendrix. Gin with a little bit of cucumber. It is the on a budget, best for gin God's ever.
Is that the blue bottle?
No, it's the big black glass bottle.
Okay, all right. Yeah, I've seen it. It's costly.
I've never had it.
Yeah, it's
expensive. That's how special it is.
It's how I like my gin.
Yeah, you
big
do.
And black.
That's right. That's right.
I don't know what that means.
Just like your men.
Yeah.
I just thought.
And your coffee.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
For the dummies in the audience, you just had to give a little tip. Because somebody just heard me say that.
I watched Airplane.
And
it is a joke from Airplane. Yeah.
Cut me some slack, Jack.
So you're drinking gin and sitting with some broads.
And night goes well. We go to this place and we have dinner. And because I can only eat protein, I order a steak, and it's one of those places that has the super grill where it's char, where they serve the vegetables with the char on them and the steak with the char. And I don't like char. I don't like that. I don't like anything that's overly charred on the outside, and that's all this place was.
Right.
And so I'm drinking my drink, and maybe the honeymoon period, as Rob said, was over. So I'm drinking my drink, and I'm going, and then I'm having my meat, and I'm going, and nothing tasted good. But, the conversation was fine. And at the end of the evening, I'm kind of looking around the room and the three hens are, going, and that's what it sounds like to me. I'm not hearing anything other than, and then I hear, boob job, and they're talking about boob jobs.
Oh.
And I hear them going back and forth, and they're saying, boob job. Well, I think that if you're going to the, and I finally, and I stop, and I didn't smash my hand down on the table, but I stopped and I said, excuse me, I have a penis. This is not a conversation. Have this conversation in your spa. Have this conversation at your hair salon.
Whoa.
Don't have the conversation with me. I am a being that has some magnetism, and your conversation is indicating to me that I'm just a eunuch sitting over there like the help that you can have this conversation about.
I think you've got this all wrong. I think you've got this completely wrong. They're having this conversation in front of you because they're with your wife and they feel like she is in this world of dermatology now, that it's almost like a work conversation. So it's not because they don't care about you. It's because they liken you as a brand extension of your wife and that you should be comfortable with this conversation.
Or maybe, Mike, even more, it might be the delicate dance of seduction.
No, absolutely not that one. Both of you are wrong. One of you is more wrong. I didn't feel as though I was any extension other. I was the old man, the non-sexual being sitting there eating, you know, picking at his asparagus. That's what I was.
He can't hear us. Don't worry. Go ahead, girls.
Right. Exactly. All right.
So wait, now, what's the story?
Is TV lady standing by, like you said before, or is it the usual where they tell you a time and it's not the time?
What's the time?
We are waiting for the text.
I have a follow-up.
I think it'll be in the next
minute or so. Angie is doing 3 minutes TV hit at 9:30. She'll text when she's ready, likely 9:34. Said the man looking at his watch at 9:37.
If it happens, we'll find out.
If it doesn't, no worries. I have a follow-up for the question that and the conversation you just brought up.
Yes.
Your wife briefly said, we're going to get you a pellet. And the only thing I know about pellets is pellets that you feed little animals. I don't know what a pellet is. I don't know what she was talking about.
Yeah, she was putting it in my butt or something.
Yeah, right?
An injection or something like that?
We didn't know. It's as far as it went.
I don't know either. And by the way, I ain't letting that happen. I ain't letting somebody put somebody at a place where they, you know, do facials to shoot me in the ass with something. That's not going to happen. That's what you hear about people.
That's not your face.
Yeah, you know what? You know something? Seriously, I'll go down there and some guys will be, yeah, I feel great now. And he'll be walking out and they're going to shoot me in the ass and 3 weeks later I die of the coronavirus.
What is a pellet? No one knows.
You know why I might never find that out? Because I'm not going to ask and I'm not going to push the issue. You want to give me a facial and exfoliate my ass? Go right ahead. But I'm not going to have a needle put into my body when there's not Dr. Kildare standing over me, okay? I've had enough needles and enough surgeries. It's not. It will not happen. It does not compute. Well, I don't know. I don't know what's going on.
Get the pellet.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MichaelMaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara Radio Entertainment.